Good morning, everyone. My name is Anu Hasra. I'm a fourth-year medical student at Boston University, and this is concerning my work with Dr. Ken Mayer, who you might have seen at today's plenary, looking at syphilis reinfection at the Fenway Health Center. So a little background about Fenway Health. It was founded in 1971. It serves a diverse population, but mostly known for its LGBT care specialty. It's the largest ambulatory MSM site in New England, showing pretty significant numbers in both male patients as well as proportion of those who are MSM, as well as serve a large cohort of HIV-positive patients, again, the majority of whom are MSM. We are also a very large STD screening center. So the project background actually came from surveillance data that showed that syphilis diagnoses have more than doubled in the past several years at Fenway. And some of these patients we saw were diagnosed, treated, and continually reinfected with syphilis. And little at that time was really known about these patients and what correlates syphilis reinfection with these patients. So the purpose was to investigate syphilis reinfection cases among Fenway's male patients and identify risk factors associated with these repeat infections. And most importantly, inform our providers to help implement interventions in the primary care setting. So our methods was a retrospective review of all syphilis tests from October 05 to October 2010. Diagnosis of syphilis is made with a reactive RPR followed with a confirmatory antibody test. All patients were treated via CDC guidelines, and laboratory testing was done with Quest Diagnostics. And then we reviewed additional STD and HIV testing done in each of these encounters. Data was extracted from our Centricity EMR into an Access database and includes results for syphilis, chlamydia, gonorrhea testing, as well as overall demographics, HIV serostatus, as well as the reason why they came in for testing to begin with. In cases of positive RPRs, the treatment of choice was noted, as well as whether or not the regimen was completed. Data was analyzed using SPSS and SAS. So in terms of defining what was a reinfection, we use a lot of what the CDC has already put out there. So a patient must have completed therapy for primary or secondary syphilis and then had a new greater than fourfold increase in their RPR titers after the therapy was complete. Additional criteria that we did put on was no evidence of neurosyphilis and no evidence of any treatment failure. So this is just a very staggering representation of general syphilis cases in Fenway Clinic from 97 to October 2010. And you can see the trend went from about 2 to 3 cases in the late 90s to over 100 cases now in 2010, and the number does not seem to be going down. As far as all of those we looked in our five-year review, about 8,700 patients were screened for syphilis in our five-year period. About 4,000 were screened for syphilis more than once, and we had 418 unique positive syphilis cases. Of this, 96.7% were MSM, and 50% of the cases were HIV positive. This is just an interesting representation showing the total syphilis test versus the unduplicated syphilis, positive syphilis test. And so you see that MSM really do take the majority of the positive unduplicated syphilis testing, going from 82% of all syphilis tests to 96% of positive syphilis testing. And as far as our age demographic, the mean age of cases was about 38 and a half years old, and the mean age of Fenway patients is 37. And while this is statistically significant, it's hard to believe this is very clinically significant. We also looked at race, and we saw Fenway is known to have a larger Caucasian population. What was interesting, though, from this was looking at the percentage of Hispanic patients seen at Fenway versus the percentage of Hispanic patients that had an unduplicated positive syphilis result, going from 6% to 13% respectively. And conversely, Asian Pacific Islanders, while make up 4% of Fenway's patients, male patients, only made up 1% of syphilis cases in this five-year period, which is also statistically significant. We also looked at geography, the star pointing out where Fenway Clinic is, and the surrounding area, Fenway, Back Bay, and the South End, are known to be traditionally the MSM populations in the Boston area. Dorchester, Roxbury, Mattapan are known to be the lower socioeconomic level patients and often seek care not at Fenway and elsewhere. And lastly, South Boston actually has a burgeoning MSM population currently in East Boston is known for their large Hispanic population, although the majority, it seems, of these cases came from neither of these zip codes. Now moving on to the reinfection set. 17.7% of the cases, about N equals 74, of syphilis patients met the criteria for reinfection during the study period. The mean and median and mode of reinfections were 2, and the maximum reinfections that any patient had was 4. About 99% of the cases were MSM, and 87% of the cases were HIV positive. Again, like we said, we wanted to know for the reason of testing, and so this is at their reinfection visit. Why did they come in for testing? And the majority of these were routine screens. However, like I said to you before, the majority of our patients were HIV positive. Seeing how HIV positive patients have routine RPR screens, we wanted to separate the patients between HIV positive and HIV negative. And as you can see, routine screens still made up for the majority of patient visits for HIV negative patients, and there was no statistically significant difference between either group, followed by symptomatic and then exposure last. Looking at our age, distribution was again very similar to that of the general syphilis positive population in the past 5 years, with a median age of 38 years. Again, as similar with the age, the race-based statistics also did not change when compared to the general syphilis cohort. And with the geography, similar to race and age, did not change between our general syphilis population of 418 versus a reinfection set of 74. We also were interested in looking at HIV seroconversion and co-infection. So of all the patients we saw, 517 patients became HIV positive during this study period. 98.6% of these patients were MSM, and about 4% of these patients had at least 2 or more syphilis infections. 51 patients actually were diagnosed with HIV and syphilis at the same office visit, and 98 of these patients were MSM, and about 18% of these patients fell within our reinfection set. And lastly, we were looking at gonorrhea and chlamydia co-infections. So a much smaller number, about 9 patients, were diagnosed with syphilis and gonorrhea or chlamydia at the same office visit. 5 of the cases were of gonorrhea, 4 of chlamydia. All 9 patients were MSM, 4 of them were HIV positive, and only 1 had evidence of 2 or more syphilis infections. So there are several conclusions that we can make from this study. Foremost, the majority of men reinfected with syphilis are in fact HIV positive. And that is not quite a surprise, and actually these numbers are validated with Dr. Cohen from San Francisco's numbers that were recently published in January's edition of STD. And then now among HIV negative men, multiple syphilis infections were associated with seroconversion. The majority of reinfections at Fenway are actually found on routine screens, and this is a pretty large majority, about 3/4 of the cases that we saw. And lastly, MSM, as far as sort of implications of this data, MSM with positive RPR should be the focus of behavioral intervention. And seeing that the large number of Hispanic populations at Fenway that sort of had syphilis infections, that the behavioral intervention must be offered in multilingual, particularly Spanish language. I'd like to acknowledge those who've helped me with the study, as well as the Massachusetts Department of Public Health, who has always been helpful with helping Fenway Institute have its numbers, and as well as the providers themselves who offered their records and took heed to our recommendations.
Thank you.